This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Two finalists for district court judge in the 14th Judicial District have been selected. They're Matt Carson of Steamboat Springs, who's the current district attorney, and Billy George Hertzke of Denver. Governor Polis has 15 days to appoint a new judge to replace the Honorable Michael A. O'Hara III, who's retiring in mid-January. The 14th Judicial District includes Moffitt, Rout, and Grand counties. Visit Moffitt County and the Moffitt County Tourism Association. They're meeting this afternoon. The historic Marshall House on 12th Street in Steamboat Springs is close to making the big move. Patton Structure out of Kansas is lifting the house. They plan to slide it over to the driveway area today. Here is Doyle Patton.
Get the dollies put under it and then hopefully be ready to move Friday.
A few things have been uncovered in the basement of the old wood frame home built in 1888. There was an old shoe, some vintage Big Mac coveralls, and an old pack of matches in the pocket and hand-sewn patches on the knees. The bricks from the fireplace were saved. When the house was first built, Oak Street wasn't even there. Logs were found underneath. The wood siding, which is making it look like the building was first a log cabin, then covered up, and then there's the basement and the foundation.
The stones are obviously, you know, original. The concrete that's under the porches, I'm guessing, was back in the 30s or 40s.
The Marshall House is moving halfway down the block to its new home behind the Smell That Bread building. Joella West and her family are helping finance the move to the empty lot there. No one's going to live there. West wants it to be available so people can go inside, look at it like on a historical walking tour.
The goal is to get it into shape where they can walk in and really get a sense of how it must have been so long ago when this was the way people lived in Steamboat.
Developers purchased the house and property and have been working with the city to save the house and not demolish it. That's what happened. Those lots will eventually be for sale. The Rout County Fair continues at the fairgrounds in Hayden. Tuesday was the dog show. Grand champion is Allie Cavoles and her dog Sweetie. Reserve champion Lucy Waddles and her dog Nola. In Gymkhana, Nevy Wade is the 4-H grand champion. The kids competed in the rain but kept on going. Tammy Delaney and her daughter Millie helped organize the whole event. Today's the poultry show in the morning and swine show in the afternoon. Tammy Eggers is the Rout County 4-H specialist. She says stop on by to the fairgrounds in Hayden. Everybody's invited.
Our livestock barn is filled with sheep and goats and swine and beef. And come on out and check out the animals, talk to the kids, see what 4-H is all about. And the Rout County Fair has so much to offer for everybody.
There are rabbits and poultry and peacocks this year, and many are in the FM Light Ag Experience building, which is full of animals and hands-on activities, and that opens tomorrow through Saturday. There's a full schedule of the fair. It's on our website. I'm Shannon Lukens, and that's the news. Read it for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.